This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. L.A. is even more about cars than usual this week. The Los Angeles Auto Show starts tomorrow. Marketplace's David Weinberg took a random walk down Figueroa Street to the convention center to see what's what.
Every car company has its own vision of the future, but nearly all of them will be accompanied by ambient electronic music. If you walked into the convention center and scanned the room, you would think that electric cars and hybrids were a big part of the market. Toyota, Honda, and Chevy all unveiled new vehicles. The head of Fiat, Olivier Francois, compared his company's new electric model to a male enhancement drug.
The blue pill element here is that it not only delivers great performance, it also lasts longer.
In reality, hybrids and electrics make up a very small segment of the market. Even 5 years from now, they expect to be only 5% of the market. One problem is price. The electric Fiat will cost about $45,000. That's three times as much as the gasoline version. And Fiat will still lose $10,000 on each one it sells. What's another option for consumers looking for affordable fuel efficiency? The good old conventional internal combustion engine.
And there's almost nothing conventional about the internal combustion engine any longer.
John Odell is a senior editor at Edmunds. He says when he started writing about the auto industry 20 years ago, experts predicted they could squeeze 10, maybe 15% more efficiency out of an internal combustion engine.
Now they're talking about, from where we are today, which is way past 15% better than we were 10 years ago, they're talking about squeezing another 30 or 40 or 50% more fuel efficiency out of the internal combustion engine.
In the most elaborate unveiling of the day, Ford brought hundreds of journalists and executives in suits out to an empty parking lot. That was stunt driver Ken Block doing donuts in a souped-up Fiesta. Starting next year, Ford will offer a three-cylinder version of the Fiesta that will get up to 40 miles per gallon on the highway and put out more horsepower than its four-cylinder predecessor. Its secret, a turbocharger.
We're going to see more downsizing of engines, the use of turbocharging to make smaller engines more powerful.
The future, it turns out, may look a lot like the past, just a little smaller. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.